20 Common Excuses for Late Payments. We, the team at Brodmann.com, searched online for the most commonly used excuses that businesses use for not paying their invoices on time. In this audio recording, we reveal the most common excuses given by customers and how a potential supplier can respond to the customer relative to the stated excuse. While these excuses are reported by parties whose invoice payments are late, it is important that you take into consideration the context in which the excuses were given. From our late payment directory, you can get information on businesses, small and large, that don't pay their invoices, but it will ultimately be the supplier's responsibility to decide on how to move forward profitably. Excuse number one. I have also not received payment from my customers. This is only a viable reason if you agreed on an arrangement where the customer would pay you once they received payment from their customer. If you had no such arrangement, you need to take a strong stance against the customer and make it clear that this has nothing to do with your payment according to the terms agreed. How to avoid this excuse? Make the payment terms very clear so that your payment is not hedged on the customer's ability to sell the product or receive payment after selling. Excuse number two. Invoice dispute with a contract agreed on. The first thing to do when a customer gives such an excuse is to ask for the specific reason that they are disputing the invoice. How to avoid? Have a clear contract that includes details such as product description, quality, price, and time, among other specifications. Also, keep detailed logs of all communication regarding the order. Excuse number three. I am unable to get to the office to process payments. If this is the excuse that was given by a customer, check whether it was a genuine reason. For instance, during the COVID-19 pandemic, instant compulsory lockdowns were initiated in some areas, and this made it impossible for companies that were still operating to process invoices. How to avoid? Understand the payment procedures of the customer and, where possible, request a flexible payment method such as botch. Excuse number four. Cannot pay the invoice due to cash flow issues. This is a difficult excuse to take as it leaves you in the dark about whether you'll ever get paid. After gathering more details about the reason why the business is not paying the invoice, you can know how to proceed. Press hard and not just accept the customer's proposal to pay in installments or at a later date. How to avoid? Look at the current financials of the company. Also, check the credit agencies to see how the business has been rated. Take into consideration the economic situation during which the company was unable to pay for its bills. Excuse number five. We are bankrupt and about to be liquidated. Some businesses will use this as an excuse to reduce the pressure they receive from their suppliers, while others will be genuine. In the rare scenario that the business gets more investment and plan to clear its debts, you need to be well positioned to get paid. How to avoid? Check whether the business you are dealing with is financially sound or on the verge of collapsing. If a business was listed as having given this response and they are now handing you a purchase order, be very careful. Excuse number six. The owner or signatory has died. This is a very sensitive situation, but it doesn't change the fact that you are still owed money. Although this can have an impact on when you get paid, should not change the payment terms beyond a reasonable shift in payment date. How to avoid? Always keep all your records. This will ensure that, in case there is a death, you can provide evidence that you are owed money. If you simply supply an order based on a verbal request and you get no signed delivery note, your invoice or payment terms can easily be rejected by the person who takes over the business. Excuse number seven. The check has been posted. This is one of the worst and most common excuses meant to delay the payment. Without the check at hand, No payment has been made, and you should never take comfort in just being given this excuse. How to avoid? If you see this excuse against a business and don't want to fall victim to the same excuse, request a different payment method. If the due date will be within 28 days of invoice delivery, you can request a postdated payment to be physically issued on the day the invoice is issued. Another way of avoiding this situation is to request for the payment to be processed via botch. Double-check the current payment details and include them on the invoice. Excuse number 8. Bank switching process causing the delay. Organizations don't regularly change the banks they use to receive or make payments. If this excuse is given, you should know that the process of switching banks takes about 7 working days and so shouldn't delay payment for much longer than this period. How to avoid? While you can't fully avoid this excuse because it can be genuine at times, it only causes short-term delays. Be sure to ask which bank you'll be paid through at the beginning of the contract and provide the details of your bank too. This will make it difficult for customers to use this excuse if it isn't true. Excuse number 9. The product supplied did not work as expected. If this is true, it should have been brought up during the delivery or before the invoice reached the stage of being late. Any issues regarding the quality of an order supplied should be brought up early on and not when you demand the payment. How to avoid? Have a contract that clearly defines the expected product quality and the duration within which quality concerns should be raised. Also, confirm that the product is inspected, approved, and signed as approved in your presence or your representative's presence. Where possible, take a sample to the customer for approval before delivering the full order. Excuse number 10. Errors on the invoice. If a company gave this as an excuse, it may well be genuine, but it is sometimes used as a delay tactic to avoid prompt payment. How to avoid? Confirm that all the details included in the invoice are accurate and be sure to maintain a copy of the invoice submitted to the customer. When submitting the invoice, ask the receiver of the invoice to check and verify that the details are accurate. While invoicing the customer, confirm that all other supporting documents match what is in the invoice. For instance, check that the account details on the contract are the same as those on the invoice and that the order details are the same as those included in the purchase order, PO. Excuse number 11. Prioritizing main suppliers first. This excuse should never be accepted unless it was agreed on at the beginning of the contract. Never allow the customer to comfortably treat your business in this manner. How to avoid? Offer your customer a friendly reminder about your payment on the day it falls due. Don't wait until it is late for you to start pushing to be paid. Excuse number 12. I am too busy. This can happen when an audit is being conducted, but this shouldn't take too many days. It's a frustrating excuse to hear, especially if you don't have a specific date when the person responsible will become available. How to avoid? Inquire about the company payment policies and who approves the payment. Call the person responsible the day the invoice falls due to make sure it is given priority even when they are too busy. In short, don't wait until your invoice is late to start requesting your payment. Excuse number 13. Did not receive the goods or service. This can be a genuine reason for a customer not to honor the invoice. It can happen because the invoice was not attached to a purchase order, or because there was no delivery note. It is important to have your copies of supporting documents with you in case of such an excuse. How to avoid? Include the exact details of the purchase order in your invoice and make sure that delivery note details are also accurate. Store these documents in soft copy. This way, you can forward them at a moment's notice if this issue arises. Excuse number 14. Systems are down. This excuse should be treated with the utmost caution. System failures are short-lived and should not result in meaningful delays in payment. If a system failure occurs, the customer is responsible for advising their suppliers that payments will not be ongoing due to problems with the payment system. They should also provide an alternative payment method if the system problem persists. How to avoid? Request information about the payment options offered by the customer to their suppliers. Provide accurate banking details so as not to get further delays after the system issue has been corrected. Excuse number 15. The people we outsource payments to only do our accounts once a month. If this is true, they should have mentioned this before they hired you. If a client has payment arrangements that are not standard, they should let you know in advance. This excuse should not wash if you have stated your payment terms clearly on your quotes and invoices. How to avoid? Although it isn't your responsibility to check if a client has odd payment arrangements, clear payment terms on your proposal and invoices should avoid these misunderstandings. Excuse number 16. The director is not in the office to sign the check. This is a common excuse around the holiday months. It is meant to be a delay tactic, and in most cases, the customer will be secretive about when the director was last available. How to avoid? Inquire about who'll be approving your payment and the payment release process at the beginning of the contract. Also, understand the availability of people responsible for the payment at the beginning of the contract. Excuse number 17. The person handling your file left the company. This is another excuse commonly used to buy more time and justify the continued delay. The customer should notify the suppliers in advance if the situation leading to delayed payments is foreseeable. Push for an alternative that can resolve the issue of a late invoice, such as an online bank transfer. How to avoid? Understand the payment process and get the contact of specific persons in the accounts department. Don't assume that you have direct contact with emails such as accounts@abc.co.uk. Instead, make sure you get an individual's email, as this will increase your chances of getting updates and responses to any concerns you might have. Excuse number 18. I cannot find the invoice. This is another common excuse that causes delays because you have to send another invoice. A customer should communicate in advance if they can't find the invoice or if they change the address between the time of preparing the purchase order and the delivery date. How to avoid? Double-check the customer's address and ask the customer to confirm that address while signing the contract. After delivering the invoice, request the recipient to confirm that all the details on the invoice are accurate. Have a soft copy of the invoice ready to be forwarded instantly. Excuse number 19. I thought the payment term was 60 days, not 30 days. This is a common excuse when the payment terms are not clearly defined. Do not assume the payment period will be 30 days because the customer had been paying you 30 days after receiving the invoice. How to avoid? Make the payment terms clear before embarking on supplying the order. Include this information on the contract and remind the customer of this when delivering the invoice. This will help take away any ambiguity that a customer can exploit. Excuse number 9. The product supplied did not work as expected. If this is true, it should have been brought up during the delivery or before the invoice reached the stage of being late. Any issues regarding the quality of an order supplied should be brought up early on and not when you demand the payment. How to avoid? Have a contract that clearly defines the expected product quality and the duration within which quality concerns should be raised. Also, confirm that the product is inspected, approved, and signed as approved in your presence or your representative's presence. Where possible, take a sample to the customer for approval before delivering the full order. Excuse number 20. I am resolving a tax issue related to your payment. This is a common excuse for small businesses and startups. However, the customer should share specific details on what the issue is and how long it will take to resolve. How to avoid? Make your invoice details very clear and state the sales tax amount separately to avoid delays related to this. Ask the customer to verify that the invoice details are all clear and accurate on the day of delivering the invoice. That's it. These are the excuses we've collected online. I am quite certain that there are many more excuses. I would love to hear them.